I kind of doubt, actually, that many of the people who use this book of mine to start making woodblock prints are going to really bother making some of these Hakobi brushes. And after all, to put the pigment onto the block, you can really just use any kind of paintbrush, just go plop, plop, and put the pigment on there. But I love these things. They're beautiful. And I said in the text here that they really do allow you to exactly adjust the amount of pigment that's going on there. As you touch it to the block or touch it heavily, you can just get control. That's just perfect. But there's another reason why I'm emphasizing them so much on this page. You know, they have a very personal memory for me. Years ago, my two daughters went to school in Canada, and I was living in Japan, and they used to come back every summer and spend a couple of months with me. And one of the jobs that they used to do every summer, as part of their, you know, working for pocket money, was to make a batch of Hakobi for my work for the next year. And one of the years when they were doing this, they took a bunch of photographs of the process, and those are the pictures that you see now. Of course, the Hakobi they made for me, those days are all used up now, but I did keep a few. And the one in the picture you see up there was made by my little girls about 10 or 12 years ago.